Welcome! Today's episode of Atypical DFW Podcast, not featuring Ivy, is sponsored by Gold Standard Whey Protein. It will make your dick bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for flying the airwaves with us today on Atypical Podcast DFW, serving you out of Arlington, Texas. Flying with you today is your captain, Jason Tyree, and I'm your co-pilot, Jay Webb.
Can I get up? I gotta pee.
For your flight entertainment today, we have Chris on the ones and twos, and Caitlin if she shows up to work today. Now, if you would make sure your seat backs and tray tables are in their upright and locked positions while we prepare to take off with nonstop service through your ear holes and into your brain.
And now, for your in-flight entertainment, Mr. Jay Webb is going to be singing his first ever lullaby to my niece.
If it'll pull up here, this takes forever. The key of C, four measure introduction. Just letting you guys know that.
Hey, Chris, do you have a lighter I can borrow?
I do. I have it in the air right now.
You guys ready to rock?
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems Chris's. My life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face with arms wide open under the sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you everything with arms wide open. With arms wide open. Well, I don't know.
We just gotta let it go.
If I'm ready. To be the man I have to be.
I'm going to keep going.
I'll take a breath.
He's feeling
I'll
it.
I'll take a by my side. Who is standing off? Who we've created life with arms wide open.
Okay.
Under the sunlight.
Yeah, that's question. All I'm going to do. So you probably need to stop it.
You gotta actually touch the pause button.
Oh, that's gay.
Yeah, you can't just tap the video.
Well, I think that's good for this week, everyone.
We've had a great time. Song.
This was good.
Great time. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today.
You're welcome.
Jay, a.k.a. Scott Stapp.
I hear the crickets playing.
I know everybody probably didn't want us to kick it off with that, but I thought that was a good idea.
And I still think it's a great idea.
Okay, good.
And that will be revealed to her at her 18th birthday.
Awesome. Let's keep it clean, guys. Let's keep it clean.
Oh, so this whole episode's going to her.
One day.
My dad was a freaking weirdo.
I won't have any kids, so. Yeah.
I know we teased her, but Ivy couldn't make it today.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And strangely enough, last minute, all the other guests that we had texted last minute couldn't make it either. Jerks.
Unfortunately.
Jerk offs.
Yeah.
Jerk off.
Oh, I can't text you 3 minutes before and you live an hour away and you can't show up?
Jerks.
Yeah.
Well, little did they know, we're doing our $1 million guest giveaway today.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Which I guess we all win.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to split it up between us three.
Yep. Yeah, well, too bad to every one of you that didn't come.
Nope.
Because
I'm going to take this pencil topper and cherish it.
That's right.
In all honesty, I have a $10 gift card that I want to give away. I don't know how, when, where. It hasn't been brought up yet, but if somebody comes up with a great idea of why they deserve it, you might get it.
A $10 gift card to where?
iTunes.
Mm. So you could buy our podcast, except for it's free. So you could use it to buy legitimate things.
I would love to give that to somebody and they buy something from me. Oh, thanks. Here's your $10 back.
Here's your $10 gift card. Each podcast is now $10. Please.
I think we'd have like a download.
I don't think we'd have any. I wouldn't buy it.
I would pirate it.
You folks can find us on BitTorrent.
Kickasstorrents.com.
I think we just need to. If we rename all the episodes porn names and then put them on BitTorrent, They'll get downloaded a lot.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, like old school, like porn. Oh, yeah, we talked about this last week. You know, the Schindler's Fist.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
We just start naming them those names and putting them out there and just get it.
The porn supremacy.
It's like, they're like, this is just an audio file. Why is there no video?
Hey, I can make them MPGs and throw on some pictures of us naked, you know.
Ooh.
Not doing pornographic things.
No, just dick pics. Like, who did it better? Isn't Jason's dick or Chris's dick?
Speaking of who did it better, we have one of those coming up on video.
Huh?
And it may or may not be of our dicks.
Yep. And mm-hmm. It may or may not be at a brewery. Our dicks
with
our brewery.
Dicks.
Our dicks.
May or may not got arrested.
Chris may or may not have gagged.
Yep.
We were naked in jail, gagging.
Chris got the trifecta.
I got to be the one that gags.
You kind of did.
Yeah.
Am I the base of the Eiffel Tower?
We're way too early. But we definitely were at a brewery. We went to Deep Ellum. We kept talking about it, and we were like, hey, let's go.
Yeah, finally, I was like, you know what? I ain't got nothing on Saturday. Chris doesn't have anything on Saturday. Jason was like, let's go to the brewery.
Yeah.
It was delicious, actually.
It actually was.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's very small.
It's actually way smaller than I expected.
Yeah.
But not as crowded as I expected it to be either.
Yep.
But they have some delicious beers.
Out of all the times I've ever gone to a brewery, that's the first time I listened to the entire tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Because they were giving away free stuff.
Because he had my attention.
He's like, nobody's listening again. And he throws out free koozies.
And it was the koozie I wanted to buy.
Which I valiantly got for Jason.
He did. I think I saw him punch a child for it.
Yeah. Stomped an old lady into the curb.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. You guys have no idea. Well, Chris knows, but you have no idea what I had to pay for that. Chris knows, though.
That's true.
Only Chris knows.
Mm. What? I could relive that moment over and over again.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
It's one-way Eiffel Tower, I'm just saying.
One-way Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stand very long.
Ass to ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. We got this. It was a great show, and I hope you had a great time. But then we're going to see the X-Men movie tomorrow, and we're done.
And goodbye. Yes, to ass.
All right, I'm tired of us worshiping internet gods. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I dropped the F-bomb already.
Yeah, you did.
Whenever, like, okay, this hero cat that took out the dog, whatever. Ooh, that was cool. It was a good video. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see it? Did y'all watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that hero cat got to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game.
I also saw that.
Cats can't play baseball?
Yeah.
Literally can't.
It's like if you have the YouTube video of the week, you're an instant celebrity, and then it only lasts for a little while. Like, Grumpy Cat's already gone. I don't know if y'all have noticed that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he blew up so huge, and then...
Yeah.
We have these false
gods.
And it just bothers me how quickly this stuff blows up and then goes away. It's so annoying.
What do you want? You want to erect a shrine to the cat?
I want it to not be around. I want people to stop being like, oh my God, this is so awesome. This cat should throw a pitch out. Oh my God, this is so awesome. Grumpy Cat should be I want people to like it for what it is, and it shouldn't become a celebrity.
They probably had to put that cat on Valium to get him in the middle of a baseball diamond. With a bunch of people shouting.
And somebody was holding its arm and was like,
yeah, I know.
Pitch.
I'll be pissed off if they didn't just paint the cat to look like a baseball and shoot him out of a baseball cannon.
Now that I would have watched and been happy with.
Oh, animal cruelty jokes.
No, it's fine. Cause
suck on Chris's nuts, PETA.
Oh, it's cool because he gets caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris, what will you do with the hate mail from PETA? It's coming.
Use it for toilet paper?
Masturbate with it.
I like that better.
That sucks because that would lead into the fact that May is Masturbation Month, but we're going to discuss that later. that was a perfect lead-in.
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, do I do it?
Damn.
Break the cycle. Fuck you, outline.
This outline is crap.
This outline is crap.
It's got a different font this week, and I don't like it. I'm just kidding. I like it just fine, Jason.
That's okay. I'm just staring at my whey protein happy.
That's what I'm talking about. It's because you're getting all beefcake.
It's because my dick's getting bigger.
Yeah, this whey protein will get your dick bigger. It makes your dick way more. Not really actually bigger, just way more. Heavier hitter.
I got it.
I just set it on the scalp.
Ooh,
2 pounds. What's up?
Gained 2 pounds in my dick.
Hey, baby, you want 2 pounds of meat in that?
I'm going to wreck that opening.
We are literally 11 minutes into this podcast. We've already gotten dirty as hell.
Yeah. Might be good that Ivy didn't come on. Would have been really bad.
I've discovered that dirty is actually our crutch.
That's true.
It is. Like if we feel
is
like
it our crutch,
it's
or like, is it our thing?
It's our thing.
I think it's our thing.
A dirty ass typical DFW podcast.
A dirty ass podcast.com. That's
dude,
what it
that
would have
been awesome. A dirty ass podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we come up with that?
Yeah, Chris, where were you at on that one?
Could have had like a butt spread with dirt in it.
Let's make that happen anyways.
That's our side project. A dirty ass podcast.
A dirty ass podcast.
This sounds just like your other podcast. Shut up, it's side project.
Shut up, side project. We just release it in different intervals.
Oh, this one, Chris talks more. It's only like 30 seconds more, but it's more.
It's more.
And Jason is less yelling.
I doubt it.
I'm sorry.
On both.
I'll calm down. I'll bring it down a notch or two.
Don't do that. Turn down for what?
Turn down for twat.
Turn down for what?
That actually makes more sense than the actual song itself, because I still don't know what that means.
I don't really
No question,
get it.
Little John. He's still getting crunk in this bitch.
Is that Little John?
Yeah.
Really?
You know that?
No, I didn't know
not
that.
Many, well, there's not many people that sound like that. Turn down for what?
That's true.
Okay.
What are you I guess I really didn't pay attention.
That all rappers sound alike?
No. I said there's not many people that sound like Little John.
Turn down for what? Good times.
But yeah, I'm tired of internet celebrities. Oh, I'm a celebrity for 5 minutes. Oh, let me be famous, and then they just drop off the
What
world.
Are the other ones that were famous?
There was one that she's actually really hot. It's the overattractive girlfriend.
Really?
She's actually really beautiful.
Huh.
So it's Scumbag Stacy. Good Lord.
I don't know. She just looks like a huge...
You can say bad.
You can say... I already said the F word.
Yeah.
Well, I like to hold myself at a higher standard than y'all.
Oh. Whoa.
Not only is Chris higher and better than us, he doesn't like fat chicks.
Welcome to the Chris Show. Hi. He's like just completely clean. Today we're going to talk about religious things.
The Jesus.
And my profile on Christian Mingle.
And where you can find me, www.christianmingle.com/69whorebag.pickface.
I just do the podcast because it's fun. I don't believe in Jay and Jason's terrible mannerisms and the way they carry themselves. I am way above them.
Is that pretty much it, Chris?
Yeah, that's it. It is. I'm pulling a fat kid from... Two and a Half Men. whatever his name was.
The one problem with your theory is that this is Wednesday night. You should technically be at church.
That's true. I should be in midweek.
Yep. You should.
Midweek?
Yep. That's what it was called. It was church in the midweek.
I'm not going to diss church.
I can't diss on
church
either.
Church is
cool. Dead Satan Club.
So if you guys got on your Facebook and seen those videos where somebody's doing something stupid and they call out their friends and
God, yes, the cold pool challenge. That was the biggest one, the cold pool challenge.
Like
what where's the point?
I know I'm okay with filming yourself jumping in a cold pool, but there needs to be some ice chunks floating in it or something.
Or like you jump into it, you hit ice and don't break through,
yeah.
And then you're laying there in pain and then the ice cracks and you fall in anyways.
Something.
It's like that one video of that guy. He's like, this is my new band. Just blah, 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 fuck the world. And he jumps into a pool, like a frozen over pool, and just busts his ass. It doesn't even break.
Yep.
You know how susceptible everybody is to social media crap? This goes back to the other thing. They tie in together. It's like, oh, this is... Wait, this has 3,000 likes. This was stupid, but I'm going to like it because everybody else did.
Yep.
So, but no... This challenge, look, there, I saw the cold pool one, and there's another one going around. It's that Spark energy drink.
Really?
It's Spark. It's like a Advocare.
Yeah, Advocare.
You're supposed to just drink the powder with nothing, water or nothing. You just like put it in your mouth, swallow it. Ah!
So it's the cinnamon challenge.
But with Spark energy, and they're supposed to be all coked out for the rest of the day.
It would do the exact same thing that it does to you if you put it in water.
No.
I would think. Well, maybe it gets into your bloodstream faster because of the blood vessels in your mouth, but
so it's called Spark?
Yeah. Spark.
What about Sparks?
Let's do a Sparks
challenge.
That's
exactly when I saw it said Spark challenge. Like, I missed that beer, and I clicked on it, and it was just, he's like, what I don't like, the stupid videos, like, I'm calling out Chris and Jay and Caitlin and Steve Smith. Y'all can't do this, blah, 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 blah.
You have 24 hours to reply.
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Or what? I don't get cold in a pool. I don't have to swallow powder and maybe aspirate a energy drink. Okay. Thanks.
No, but you lose bro points, bro.
Bro.
Bro. Brah. I do. I would lose that bro down.
Brah, yeah, brah, brah.
And losing a bro down is a big deal.
Which, and I'm sure we probably have listeners that have done it, but I'm not doubting it. It's just silliness.
Well, if there are listeners out there that did that, you're dumb.
It is.
And actually, a follower. You are a follower.
One of the funniest challenges I've ever seen is
Chris and Jay watch me mark it off the outline. Cold pool challenge marked off. After this, we're going to go jump in my cold pool, right?
Yep. It's and sad, video it.
I'll be like, Jason. I should be like, get two girls and be like, two hookers and be like, this is the threesome challenge. You have to get two. Fuck, that's a good idea.
You have 24 hours to have a threesome and video it and send it to me. That's an awesome idea. Jason's really pissed at himself.
Somebody's gonna beat us to it. We need two girls to show up here now. That would go viral. Everybody would.
Yeah.
Yes, that
yeah.
would go viral all over the place. This okay. is the threesome challenge.
The atypical DFW podcast threesome challenge. If you are gonna be out there and you're gonna do it, you need to name us, because this is on recording. It is now copywritten, and you better not. You better not fuck us.
That would be so funny. I want to call out all these people. You got to have a threesome in 24 hours, else you have to donate $1,000 to your charity.
Call my bro David, mother bro Bob, mother bro...
it's brah.
J-Ho.
B-R-U-H. Yep. What's up, guys?
Bruh.
I'm a bruh.
Bruh. My bruh.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh.
Call out my bruh.
Yep.
So, no, that... God bless. That's a freaking amazing idea.
Yeah.
Here. Why don't I put a bow on it?
Here, have it.
Well, it's a good thing that I'm associated with this company, because I can't do the challenge, because I would win automatically. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah. Damn,
you could have the threesomes if you wanted them.
Prepared. Hope you ladies are prepared to be disappointed.
Yes, that's the opening line to Chris's threesome. It was the greatness. You got to picture, you know, the scene, two hot girls, you got the candles all lit, because you knew this was happening. They're all romantically all over each other. Passion, you know, it's sweating. You got the air's on 70. It's still hot, though.
Mm.
Like, it should be cold. There should be icicles, but it's
got
steamy.
A little bit of that stank in there.
Yep. And then, you know, one
rotten
of them.
Dick smell.
One of them, they're from making Chris. Out. They're making out. One of them looks over at Chris and does the, you know, come to
come
us.
Hither.
Come, my lady.
And then, you got to rub your hands together. Hope you ladies are ready to be disappointed.
Hope you guys like oral, because that's all I got.
What do you mean? Well, you know, just watching you kind of set me off a couple times.
It'd just be like me trying to do the snake and failing.
Do the snake. The worm?
Yeah, the worm.
I was like, the snake? You have to lay on the ground and like slither around like...
Sorry, I was in a sexual place, in a sexual nature, so...
You know what's weird? When there's only three of us here and one of us goes to the bathroom, it's literally just two of us. So it's kind of uncomfortable.
It is.
So we're going to play the crickets?
So, dead air for about, you know, 30 more seconds. Until Jay gets...
You're like, so, Chris, how was your weekend? No, everything's great.
I just had a trying to improve my snake ability.
trying to level up my penis.
Yeah.
Level 2. That's why I'm on the whey protein, trying to get it bigger. This episode is really not sponsored by whey protein, by the way. They
should
probably
be,
don't want anything to do with us.
If you want to send us some free whey stuff, that would be way cool.
This will be way fantastico.
Fantastic.
Wood chairs are amazing.
Wait, Jay, do you have a microphone in the bathroom?
No.
You sound like a stand-up comedian because you have the mic jammed down your throat.
Hey, shut up. That's what I do. That's how I roll.
And then I was in the elevator and I was like, what's up?
And then when we were talking with the other people.
I think our thing is the dirty. I think that's what it is.
Yep. Hey, that's where we're comfortable, so might as well just stay there.
That's true.
Okay, fine, whatever. We'll just, that's it. Dirty ass podcast. Should have been the name of this podcast.
A dirty podcast.
Oh, did you guys hear about government? No.
Yeah, no.
Let's talk about some sex and dirty shit. Yeah. The funny part is not even trying. Like, that's what I was, like, that time we went completely nerd. I wasn't trying to do that, and I'm not trying to do this now. But, of course, the question on Reddit is, what physical trait is an instant turnoff?
Club thumbs. You ever seen those?
I don't believe so.
Look up, what's her name, Megan Fox? Look up Megan Fox's thumb.
It's true.
It is disgusting. Like, they look like, this is going to sound very insensitive, like midget hands. But on a normal, like on a normal human being.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Like on a normal human being? We've made a person who was confused about their sexuality mad. I don't want to say tranny. That's terrible, isn't it? What's the nice way to say
transgender?
We've made a transgender mad.
Yep.
We've made a couple races mad, and now we're going to go ahead and piss off midgets too.
Yep.
Good job.
Sorry, Peter DeLinkage. I think you're an awesome
DeLinkage.
Guy. DeLinkage? What's his name?
DeLinkage.
Dinklage?
Yeah, Peter Dinklage.
Really?
DeLinkage.
Wow, I've had that wrong for years.
God, Jay plays the character Tyrone. Get your shit straight.
On the Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. You can call me Tyrone. On the Game of Thrones.
Thrones.
Peter DeLinkage. Peter Little Dinklage. Little Pete.
Little Pete.
You wonder how many jokes he gets about that?
Oh,
even
come
though
on.
They have normal size units, though.
Yeah
they do.
I've seen midget porn. Yeah, they do.
Oh, God.
Which they could have my dick on them and it would look huge. Which is saying something. I mean,
my dick got the HIV. No way, it's your dick got the HIV.
Yeah, what was that? Is it like, dun. Dun, dun,
yep,
dun,
that's the beat.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Got the H. It says
my dick get
whatever. My dick,
damn it.
Big ass can be. Yeah. Your dick got the HIV. It's a rap song.
Oh, okay.
We'll play it for you later, Jay.
Okay.
When you're alone.
All right, good.
But yeah, physical traits. So he doesn't like midget thumbs.
Yeah, no. Look it up. There was one time I was in a liquor store, and this girl, you know the girls that give away the free shots. They're trying to get you to buy their liquor.
Shots.
Everybody. You know what I'm talking about. So this girl, I walk into this liquor store. I'm going to buy whatever, beer or whatever. And she's smoking hot. Absolutely just drop dead gorgeous. Everything about her is perfect. And I walk up and I'm just like starstruck. Just like, duh, duh, duh. Can't even talk. She's that good looking. She's like, hey, would you like a shot? And I was like, absolutely not, but I'll take one. You know, one of those things where you're like, I don't even like tequila at all, like any of it, but I'm going to take this shot. She goes to hand it to me, and she's got a club thumb and club fingers, which if anybody is questioning what a club thumb is or club fingers, it's where your fingernail is super, super wide and about like a quarter inch deep,
mm-hmm.
Like really, really small and super wide.
Looks like your big toe on your
On your thumb. And this girl had that, and as she hands it to me, I see it and instantly turned off and almost don't take it from her. Like I stuttered. I was like, and I wouldn't touch her hand, wouldn't touch anything. I was just like, okay, here's a shot. Thanks. Bye. I can't. Uh-uh. That is a physical trait I can't do. That and ugly feet. Gotta have pretty feet.
I'm walking on sunshine. Well.
So what's yours?
I'd have to say, well, it's not really a physical trait, but girls with, like, they're really small, like, upper lips.
Girls with tattoos, huh? You don't like girls with tattoos?
Holy
no,
crap.
No, I am going to put my fucking foot down on that one. I love girls with tattoos.
Oh, no. But, yeah, in all honesty, that's really exactly the way he feels.
Yep.
It's true. I can't hide anymore.
Everybody keeps hearing. Everybody keeps thinking the way I'm saying it.
Bangs are not sexy.
Seriously. Anybody that cuts their hair with bangs.
Maybe on Carly Rae Jepsen is the only chick that actually works.
Fuck
I don't know
chick.
Who that is.
She sings the
Call Me Maybe. She's a dumb.
Whatever. I don't even know which.
Shut your mouth. She's a whore.
She looks like a terrible writer of music.
She is. I don't even think she writes
music.
Hey,
I just met you.
And this is crazy.
And I'm batshit crazy. So here's
I'm
my number.
I'm batshit crazy.
So here's my number. So sleep with me tonight, because that's how that works.
Yeah.
If a girl gives you a number that like just like that and doesn't even know you, you know, you're like, man, we're probably going to bang.
True.
My physical traits that I don't like is if you don't look like Caitlin, I don't like you.
Wow. Way to cop out on that one, dear face.
Oh. I hate wings when girls shake their arm in the flap. It sounds so bad. We're fucking senile.
And Chris hates fat chicks, huh?
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
I don't hate fat chicks.
I wasn't going to say that to our boss because you got more pull than me, and I don't want him to beat me again.
Again.
I haven't beat you in a while, man.
Yeah, you haven't.
No, it's been a while.
Let's keep it that way.
I've been training, management training and stuff.
Anger management.
Yeah.
Have you been watching that movie, Anger Management?
Ever since
Adam Sandler?
Ever since Jay took over HR, we've been doing a little better here.
Yeah, because
I agree with that.
One more write-up and he's out for a week.
Getting your paychecks on time.
Yeah. And write-ups are a serious thing around here. I'll give him a demerit.
Oh. I had to change my color to yellow the other day.
3 demerits, that's a SWAT.
Yep.
Yes.
Jason hasn't got a gold star in a long time.
I'm a real big eye person. The wings, I was just playing, but the eye thing, you got to have real pretty eyes.
You were just playing your lying ass. You lying ass. I'm calling you out on that.
You gotta have a good bullseye.
I like the tattoo, the tramp stamp, so I can just be like,
something to aim for.
Yeah, that is one thing that does. I agree with you on that. If their eyes are too close,
yep. I love eyes. You can see some chicks, you know, not symmetrical, whatever, and then you just see pretty eyes, and you're just like, "What's up?"
That's true.
And then people are like, "She's ugly, but look at those eyes."
There are girls that when you first meet them, you're like, "Ugh." Ugh. No, never. And then the more you get to know them, the more you like look at them. Not even get to know them, but just see them every day. You're like, oh, well, that's attractive about her. Oh, I find that attractive too.
That's called not being shallow.
Yeah.
I'm getting to know you for you. And you're actually quite awesome.
That's called marrying an ugly chick. I'm just going to keep doing that all day.
He's going to be like, it's not even called whey protein. It's whey protein. Love that guy. We want him to come back. We need him to come back. We got people coming, but he's all about
talk about nerd stuff to make him happy though.
Yep. We're going to. That's at the bottom of the list. All right, Chris, what did you bring for us today, sir?
Well, what I brought today was actually an interesting story.
Can we do a drum roll on this? Does this sound terrible?
I thought you were doing
that actually sounds good.
I thought you were doing your heartbeat.
It's a drum roll. What is Chris brought?
It's actually a terrifying story.
I thought you hated clicking pins.
I do. And you've been doing it all night.
I want a divorce. I dropped myself off.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. All right. In Delaware, I think that's a Delaware.
I'm in Delaware.
Yes. We are in Delaware right now.
It's like,
in Wilmington County. We were driving on I-95. There's a tractor trailer in front of us.
Okay.
Carrying what looks like just a lot of boxes.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
I've seen this movie before.
I think, yeah,
the boxes
but it was
fall
locked.
Off, we're all freaking locked, die.
Yeah. Final Destination 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scary.
Kind of the same thing.
Oh, God.
So you're behind this tractor trailer. It swerves, pops a tire, whatever, you know. It smashes into the guardrail and flips over. Spilling all their contents of said tractor trailer.
Was it swords?
No.
Oh.
And actually, this was an open, it wasn't a closed cab, it was an open cab. Everything spills out.
Okay.
There are three people that are driving this truck. One is a 55-year-old.
Why would there be three people driving a truck?
A company, I guess. I don't know.
There are three people inside the truck. One was driving, correct?
Yeah. There's a 55-year-old truck driver.
Get it right.
A 26-year-old and a 25-year-old. And the contents of their tractor trailer was 460 beehives.
What?
Yes, 460 beehives with approximately 16 to 18 million bees in them.
You must be kidding me.
Holy crap, that's my worst nightmare.
He must be joking.
So,
he can't be serious.
But
ladies
seriously, that is
Mr. Jason Tyree.
But seriously, that's my worst nightmare.
I know, I actually pulled the story because I know you hate bees and wasps.
Oh my God, bees and wasps are my bane of my existence.
First responders got there. They couldn't even get close to the truck because there's bees fucking everywhere.
Yeah, they're trying to protect their hives.
The people, the truck driver and his two friends or buddies or whatever, they get out. They are covered in bees. One of them actually took their shirt off and was flinging their shirt around trying to get the bees off. Almost got hit by a car because he's literally in the middle of a highway covered in bees and swabbing
Holy
shit
everywhere. Oh, God, no.
And they said the driver, the 55-year-old, the driver of the truck sustained a severe arm injury. So just imagine being in that fucking cab covered in bees, getting stung. They said all of them got stung at least to 100 to 150 times.
Oh, no, 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 no. And honeybees leave their stinger in you.
Yes. Ooh.
And first responder crews finally got them out because they were just running everywhere. And they controlled the bees by just spraying them down pretty much with a fire hose.
Yeah.
They said they contained some of them, but most of them just flew off.
Rampant.
Oh, my God.
So imagine being trapped in a car.
They were being crazy.
Bees. 16 million bees all around you.
Nope.
Pissed off bees.
Nope. That's a long-legged pissed off Puerto Rican right there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That story just kind of stung me the wrong way.
Ooh.
Leaves me buzzing.
Oh,
I want to be a part of this joke.
That's good. I like it.
Oh my Lord.
Well,
yeah. I mean, that's nightmare shit.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
Not so much for me, unless if it was spiders.
I would love to become Bee Man instead of Spider-Man.
Yeah, so you could fly around. And sting people?
Bzz, no.
Bzz, 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 but you can only sting them one time.
And then you die.
And then you die.
I get to make somebody have a real bad day, and then I'm dead.
Yep. Well, you pretty much lived your dream, I guess.
A slave to the queen.
No. That's every man.
Get some of that bee poon.
We're all slave to the poon. That's every man.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Chris is going to have three.
Hate to bring you down on a bad note, but let's go.
Good times.
I'm just ready to be moving on from that story.
Be buzzing on from that story?
I wish there were more jokes, you know.
Right. Like, more puns.
B. Arthur. I don't know. He's on Golden Girls.
Golden Girls reference. Golden Girls reference on Atypical DFW podcast.
Honey, I think it's time we moved on.
Oh, I like that one.
Honey, you know, be like honey. I'm sorry. I think
we've got ourselves into a sticky situation.
Boom! Yahtzee! That's what the medic should have said when he showed up. Looks around.
That would have been good.
A sticky
you just killed three people. But it was worth it.
I think we're in a stingy place.
It burns.
Let's honey come over something.
I like reaches, like you're reaching for it.
Yeah, yeah.
In my brain, I must have went over 100 of those, trust me. Yeah. While y'all were talking and I wasn't saying a word, I was like, beep, 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 beep.
Bees make honey. Bees make combs. 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 I would love to comb my hair with this joke. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Do your story, Jay. We're dying over here.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Emergency. Goodbye song. Go. That's our emergency crutch. No, wait. Sex story.
That's
go.
True. Well, I don't have a sex story, but I'm bringing you the random news of the day. Tomorrow is, when you're listening to this, it's going to be May 22nd, 2014, unless you're listening a week ahead or, you know, a month ahead, whatever. But tomorrow is National Goth Day. So, what is World Goth Day? Goth Day is exactly what it says on the wrapper, a day where the goth scene gets to celebrate its own being.
On the wrapper?
Yeah, yeah, because there's a wrapper on the thing, like a wrapper on the
calendar.
No, like a wrapper on the bottle. National Goth Day, you get a bottle.
M&M's not on the bottle. Lil Wayne is not on a
You're
bottle.
You're ruining this.
He's a person.
And it's an opportunity to make its presence known to the rest of the world. It started off as Goth Day just in the UK back in 2009, but the following years, we decided to push the idea across the globe. Basically, what Goth Day is you dress up like you meant to be, as a goth. Paint your face white.
As we were born to be.
We were all born to be. It's such a good thing. So here's the second question. But don't goths mostly tend to shy away from the limelight, or for that matter, most forms of light? Yes, but there are quite a few goths who have found damn hard to retain their identity despite peer pressure, family pressure, and indeed any pressure to conform. And if you've gone to all that trouble to preserve what you believe in, then you really do need to do this. So, yeah.
I will be dressing up like a goth tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow, National Goth Day. But I have friends. I have no friends, and I don't own a radio. Well, I don't have anything for you. Dress in full regalia and dance around your bedroom to goth songs in your head. Yeah, that'll do it. So, here's the thing. Tomorrow, National Goth Day, I will be sporting my eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of going vamp, though. I think if you're going to go goth, you need to go full white face.
Yeah, full white face.
My black JNCOs with the rings on it.
Of course. Got your chain wallet.
Mm-hmm. Not death metal band shirt, because that's not goth.
Yeah, let's see.
Like Misfits? Like the Misfits? Yeah, my Misfits t-shirt.
Some Cradle of Filth?
Yeah. So tomorrow when you show up
and
to work.
A shit ton of cigarettes.
And golf.
A shit ton of cigarettes. You're right. Uh-huh. So tomorrow when you're at work and you're already listening to this, you'll realize that you missed out because this is the day when you can dress in full goth regalia and be okay with your boss.
And I will do that as long as the black rain that is in my heart will let me come out.
Absolutely. Now on to news, Jason.
Let Satan out of his cage.
Death Satan Club.
We don't really have news. Is that something we do?
Okay.
All right, back to you, Tom.
What can I do as a goth promoter? You want me to go on? No, I'm not going to go on.
I was just playing.
I know, I'm not going to go on. I really, that actually was just off the top of my head.
You totally came up with Goth Day? It's not real?
No, it's a real
thing.
Okay,
don't break the people's hearts.
It's a real thing.
Don't do that.
No, Goth Day.
Don't break their already shattered hearts.
My heart is shattered, but I just don't know. Okay, so in a courtroom. You got a picture of this courtroom, right? We got this courtroom. Okay. Courtroom. Shit, yeah.
There you
People's
go.
Court.
Shit's crazy, right? Anonymous stuff's going on. Things are happening. The judge is like doing the gavel thing. You're talking a real courtroom. Well, anyways, in the courtroom, there's this glass little booth thing. It's got glass. There's a trial going on for murder. And there's this little glass over there, and the judge is like announcing the charges. You've been charged with murder, blah, blah, blah. And this is in Italy. So their courtrooms might be different than ours, so I probably was wrong in saying picture a courtroom, but there's this glass that looks like shower glass, like you can't see through it. You're like, so let's say you take a fellow employee in this little room, you're like, no one can see what we're doing. And let's say you proceed to bang her doggy style, and the entire courtroom can see what you're doing.
Like during the court?
Yes. While the judge is talking,
wow!
The judge is looking at the audience and the people that are there, and she notices everyone's heads turn a certain direction, so she looks over there, and sure enough, she sees the silhouettes of two people having intercourse.
I mean, it's completely, irreverent to the French court, but...
Yeah. Right. It was...
How many people can say they had sex in a courtroom while the court was going on?
So the justice was pondering a murder case when she looked up at a frosted glass window inside the Geno. I don't know how to say Italian words. It's Genoa.
Spaghetti court building. Sauce.
To her horror, she could see their silhouettes behind the glass, clearly engaging in sexual activities.
What's this glass used for?
I don't even know. It's probably right here. The window separated the court from a small altar room where people could consult. So it was probably soundproof, but. Could see what they were doing.
Not bang proof.
So, yeah.
It's not bang proof.
It's like bang court.
Oh, that's probably something they do in Europe, though.
You bang them and then you kick them out.
it's like Judge Judy over there. They have just somebody like silhouetting.
Except it's Judge Booty.
Mm. or whatever the French translation is of that.
Lovely. Who day? I don't know. I just don't know.
Which, fun fact, actually, Judge Judy makes more than Oprah.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Which, weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. I thought it was weird, too. But to each his own, I guess.
Oprah's giving away a car to you. And to you. And to you. And Judge Judy doesn't give away anything.
Have you ever seen the one where it's like Oprah's giving away? She goes, I'm giving everyone bees. And it's just got a bees everyone all over everyone. Everyone's going crazy. And it's like, ah.
No. But that sounds awesome.
We have Black History Month. We have, what other months do we have? I know there's more. Whatever. We have May, which is Masturbation Month.
Oh.
May is the month to masturbate.
I will be taking a part of this.
It's a whole month that is devoted to self-pleasure. It raises two important questions. Who the fuck thinks of these things? And what are people meant to do? And what are people meant to do the other 11 months? Because you're not allowed to masturbate the other 11 months. Only in May.
You better get it all in. Can you imagine the buildup to May?
Oh, God. May. You're like
April 29th. You're like,
just staring at the clock.
You're the only thing that comes to mind is a scary movie, the first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Plasters that chick to the ceiling with his spunk.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. I read an article this week that pertains to this. It says that guys can cut their chance of getting prostate cancer in third.
By masturbating.
By masturbating 5 times a week.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. 5 times a week you can cut your... I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be masturbation. It can be the sex.
The sex.
But if you don't have the sex available 5 times a week, then the masturbation is...
Who does, right? I mean, come on.
Jason.
What?
No, I mean, I'm lying. I don't know.
I love to masturbate.
No, but speaking of masturbation, do y'all take off Christmas just for Jesus?
What the... masturbation?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't take off any day. If I need to do it, it's happening.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, just once a day, it's the Lord's birthday, so.
What about his resurrection day? Easter.
That's when I get a super erection. From Jesus' resurrection.
Oh, my God. Did you really just... I would say that 98% of our listeners probably have a belief in Jesus. And
hey, that's cool. Jesus is my homeboy.
We have no more listeners. Let's celebrate.
This is probably like the dirtiest thing that we've ever, and most irreverent.
Yeah.
Let's start making Holocaust jokes now.
All right, so if you're a 19-year-old kid and you rob a Wells Fargo, where's the first place you're going to go?
GameStop.
To Walmart. Hey, goddamn, did you read the story already? Kick him in the nuts. He's lying.
No, but that was my guess.
First place he went to Walmart to buy a Xbox One.
Oh.
He got busted.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He went to Wells Fargo, handed him a note with his face completely showing, went over to Walmart, and they caught him pretty quickly. He did it less than 2 hours after he robbed the bank.
If they don't wear a mask and you hand them a note, it's just like, don't even hit the panic button, because that's just kind of a joke.
You right. Just I would just hand them the money laughing.
Yeah. You're like, I'm gonna get this back in about like an hour or so. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. No, literally, the internet has facial recognition now, and you're on every stoplight camera. The government knows who you is.
Yeah. They know what you're doing.
Ugh. Yeah, it's terrible, but... What it brought to mind to me was like, I don't have that kind of a conscience. It's kind of funny. I'm so guilty conscience, man. If I take a dollar from somebody, I was like, I could not walk out of a bank that I just robbed and go straight to Walmart and buy an Xbox. I would go home and be worried probably for 4 years.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
About being caught.
Yeah, I've got the same thing. A huge, like, conscience that doesn't let me do anything bad.
No.
Like, you contemplate doing things bad. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then your conscience is like... Really? You're like, oh no, I feel bad about even thinking about that.
Yes. Hell yeah. Yeah. It's like when I have to text a girl from work or something, it's completely work related, and I'm like, I need those TPS reports. I feel terrible.
You're like, and at the end of the text message, you have to put on there the obligatory, I'm not flirting with you, I'm married.
Yeah. It's so, but no, it's like that though. You know, I'm just like, oh, don't talk to me. I'm your boss. Oh God, she's female. I'm so straightforward. I'm like a straight arrow.
Reminds me of that conscience song by Eminem.
The cops would pull me over and I'd be like, here's my weed and my ecstasy and this other stuff.
Yeah. I have three weeds.
I just asked for your license. Here's my ecstasy.
I'm guilty.
Here's my weeds. I'm sorry.
I'm guilty. But I don't know, 19-year-old little cocky-ass kid robs a bank and walks straight to Walmart. Give me an Xbox One. Probably because his mom said no.
Yep. He's probably like Cartman.
Yeah. I really hope that this next generation doesn't kill us all.
It's not necessarily this next generation's fault either. Like the college, we can go into that. The college debt, and we can go into the fact that it's too expensive to go to college. Yeah. And that kids, the average move out of the parents' home now is 24. Used to be, 16, 17. Right. It's now 24.
Yep.
That's the average move out of your parents' home time because it's so damn expensive.
Yep. That's when I moved out of my parents. I was 24.
Yeah?
Yeah.
16.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Said, fuck this, I'm out. I was about staying nights at girls' houses and just...
See, I didn't ever have that problem, at all.
Yeah.
Not anywhere close.
Mine was 17, but I think it was so close. It was like right after I turned 17, I'm like, boom, right. I'm out.
Yeah.
It was that summer, my senior year. It was awesome. I got to sign my own progress reports and my own report card and all that. I was like, hey, I don't live there. And they were like, what? And they investigated, and they were like, okay, sign your own crap.
Oh, man.
I was like, they would hand me my thing, and I'd be like, bam!
Like, I don't care if I'm failing. Suck it.
So, no, it was crazy. No, my parents tried. They kept a ring on that because they let me have a car, and I could keep the car as long as I was passing and all that. But right. I still made AB honor. I'm self-disciplined. We all know this, though. Running a damn.
It's true.
Running an award-winning podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't tell everybody. We won the award hosted by Jason Tyree for best podcast.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was a one-person entry.
Yeah.
And looks like we won.
Yeah, award-winning, so shut your mouth.
Very heartfelt speech by Jason.
Yeah.
It was moving.
The support, I couldn't have done it without the support of my two left and right hands, Chris and Jay.
Mm, I'm the right hand.
That's the one I beat off with, so I'm happy.
Oh, no, I'm on the left.
Well, couldn't be happier right now. I'm going to beat off with my J hand.
Is that supposed to make me feel good or awkward or turned on?
It's supposed to turn you on.
Oh, okay. Then good. I had the right feeling then.
I whisper in your ear how much I love you.
Yeah, that's the right feeling. That is the most disgusting sound I've ever heard in my ears.
Well, that would explain Kaylin's negative reaction to it.
Right. That's how you try to... This is one of your buttons, isn't
it? I want you so bad.
That's not one of your buttons? Damn, I've been doing that wrong for years.
I just want to go down to your navel.
Past that, I don't know what to do.
Yep, dirtiest podcast ever.
Yeah.
If I could block her from listening, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd be like, listen, enjoy. I love Kaylin's navel. Navel is such a weird ass word. We call it belly button. You just call it navel. That's such a weird ass word. Navel.
I'm gonna
Yo, check out this limp. My navel.
I'm gonna start calling it that with Chris's niece.
Navel.
Navel.
Yeah, navel.
Yep.
Never ever say belly button. Just raise the kid. It's a navel. So when they get into school, they get made fun of and get a complex, and they're never socially accepted again.
Good Lord!
Wow, that's terrible.
You got plans already for Chris's knees. Chris, you're going to have to battle this.
I'm going to have to straighten her out.
Yeah, you cannot let Jay raise your niece like that.
He'll be like, it's called a belly button. Don't ever call it a navel.
Which, by the way, this niece, Chris, is coming within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
That's true. I think that's pretty intense. Quicker than that, actually.
Yeah, two and a half weeks.
Mm. I don't want to get on, the TMZ. TMZ and, the Huffington Post and stuff is like, Jay Webb quits
so
podcast.
Much fodder.
It's happening.
Yeah.
We got to address these rumors. I mean, there's Twitter, hashtag Jay Leaves. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, ooh, is it trending?
Yeah, shit's getting everywhere.
Crap.
There's been death threats, the letters, the
letters. I feel like Shovel Girl.
Yeah.
I feel like Shovel Girl, where she died, but she didn't actually die.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's already got a montage of a bunch of your pictures on the show set to Sarah McLachlan music.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like, how will Jay? There's a picture of me and Chris that says, how will they live on? It's really dark.
That is dark.
Mm-hmm. You haven't really addressed the rumors.
All right, I'll get on that.
Yeah.
I'll get on that.
Yeah. Hashtag Jay leaves. Hashtag Chris and Jason are fucked.
Hashtag Jason and Chris kill themselves.
a DFW podcast will fail. It's crazy, dude. Yeah. The fan mail is the worst part. Like, I want to fucking kill Jay if he leaves the podcast. I don't know how to address that.
I don't either, because I really would like to be there for Chris's niece.
Yeah.
And if I'm dead, I can't do that.
No. Well, there's people. No, you're not going to be dead. These people are going to kill themselves.
Oh, well, then I'm okay with that.
They live or die by the sound of your voice.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they love you.
That makes me feel wanted.
They ride or die.
I mean, there's people threatening not to pay us anymore.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sponsors?
Yeah. Way's about to drop us a sponsor.
We're not going to have Way anymore. We're not going to have
Amazon.
Mainstay Sheets.
Mainstay Sheets? That's a big one.
We're going to lose Brownie, the quicker, thicker, picker, upper. Oh, is that Bounty or Brownie?
Great Value brand. Yeah. That's
I don't want to lose them.
Mm-mm. No, they're a big player.
We're going to lose.
Big player.
We're going to lose Spikey. They're the off-brand of Nikes.
Right, right. They're the ones that you can buy at Payless.
We don't want to lose them. Shaq Shoes.
Shaq Shoes. Oh, I haven't heard that in years.
We're gonna lose the Velcro straps.
Mm-mm,
gonna have to start tying our shoes again.
No.
If Jay leaves, we're gonna lose all kinds of crap. We're gonna lose Pabst Blue Ribbon because that's all we drink. We don't go anywhere.
Oh,
no crap.
Pabst Blue Ribbon
and their new one, Pabst Blue Schmear.
Goes down smooth.
This tastes like a gynecologist's office.
Oh, if anybody saw that meme today of that dolphin with its nose in that girl's ass going up there. It's like, tell me where you're smuggling them fishes. I smell it.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready for the Dawn of Justice movie?
The Dawn of Justice.
It's Sad Batman versus Superman. Dawn of Justice.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
You want to know how? I already know how it's going to go down. I realized this the other day. If you watch Man of Steel, they kind of, at the end, they're not sure if he's hero or villain.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And Batman's going to...
Batman.
Yeah, Batman's going to be like, he's a villain. And he's going to come over to try to stop him. And that's why it's Batman versus Superman. So Batman's going to come over and try to stop him and fight him. And,
really?
You know, yeah. That's why Dawn of Justice.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Ben Affleck's going to try to beat Superman's ass?
Henry Cavill. Yeah. I think that's how it's going to start, and then somehow they're going to be like, we're friends. Let's join each other. This is not Batman's voice, because it's going to not be that cool.
You can totally kick my ass. Yeah.
You can totally rip my arm off and beat me with it.
So.
Yeah.
But that's what I think is going to happen. And then they're at the end, you know, they'll come together, and then Wonder Woman's going to be in there and be like, we start a league. Like soccer league? No, a Justice League.
Like a soccer league? What about softball? I really like softball.
I'm Bruce Wayne. I'll buy the shirts.
I've got the shirt to unlock.
I got so much money.
Do they know yet who's going to play Wonder Woman?
Yeah, it's the girl from the Fast and Furious, the one that died off the airplane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one with no tits.
The French girl?
Yeah.
There's the Japanese guy's girlfriend or whatever?
That's her. Oh. Yeah, she's going to be Wonder Woman. Nice. She got no tits.
I'm just glad they didn't hire Megan.
She's
Fox.
Got no tits.
Just after everything, she's got no tits.
That's actually where I was focusing.
She's got no tits.
How can Wonder Woman have no tits?
Yeah, in all fairness, I was just playing with Chris, but that was the number one thing that the nerd community blew up on. I follow a lot of nerd communities.
Did they ever think that her tits are invisible? Like her plane?
What are you talking about?
Wonder Woman has an invisible plane.
She has an invisible plane. She does.
Oh.
So maybe she has invisible tits.
My friends and I will retire to the nerdery. So let's go.
Yeah, you guys go. And I'll
just
stay
hear
here in the real world.
Screaming at his radio going, nerds.
But Chris, myself, will be seeing X-Men on Thursday and texting Jay nothing but spoilers. Yep. Because
please
he's going
don't,
because
I'm going on Saturday.
Well, let me tell you this. No one dies. The X-Men win. The Sentinels lose. And Peter Dinklage is gone.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage is in this?
He plays the builder of the Sentinels. Oh. Good Lord. Why are you going to see this when you don't even know anything about
because
it?
Because it looks fun.
You think there's going to be a trailer for Spider-Man at the end of this X-Men?
I do. I think there's going to be an after-credits scene that shows Apocalypse.
Oh, my God. I hope so.
Boner.
What about the Protectors of the Universe? What is that called?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Almost got it.
Nope.
That's an
That new trailer looks so badass.
It does. You get to hear Groot.
Google that crap, and you get to hear Rocket talk. That's Bradley Cooper, and he doesn't sound anything like him.
Right.
Probably if you get to hear him in
Groot's
longer.
Like, I'm Groot. That's what he does, too, in the cartoon and the comics. He just says, I'm Groot all the time, and then he... But see, he's a potted plant in the, like, little.
Really?
And Rack, they're all carrying him around, talking to him. He's like, I'm Groot. I'm Groot. And then, like, a battle starts, and he grows that big Groot and just starts beating the crap out of
That's awesome.
Everybody. Yeah.
So he's pretty much Hodor.
Yeah.
Hodor. Yep. Hodor is the Hulk.
Hodor.
His eyes roll back in his head and he starts beating everybody.
Snaps that dude's neck in half.
Full show.
But then it's that because.
Spoiler. Everybody that hadn't seen the last week's episode.
Some dude.
Spoiler alert.
Some dude.
Ned Stark gets his head cut off.
Oh, snap.
And Jason stopped watching. For 3 years.
Yeah, and then he gets back into it. We came over here and watched...
Boycott.
Yeah, we came over here on Sunday and watched...
Yep, now you guys want to come every Sunday.
And now, since we came here this one Sunday, it didn't come on for 2 weeks, so what does that say about your place?
It says I had a really good time.
Said I had a really good time, and I really hope you guys come back, because I'm lonely.
Now I just feel like an ass.
Well, that just means I can't, you know... I like to watch Games of Thrones naked in case a sex scene comes on.
Oh, true.
So you took that from me.
So you always win?
Yeah. It's like, oh, somebody's dying. Don't care that rewind. Redhead, what's up?
He always wins, no matter what.
That show is famous for its nudity and sex scenes. Love them.
Yeah.
And brutality.
The Mountain.
Hell yeah.
The Colts once tried the Mountain out in football.
Really?
Yep. What? Throwing that out there. The guy that's playing the Mountain?
The one that's playing it now because there's been three people that
really
played the Mountain, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's dumb.
I didn't know that.
The one that's playing him now, his name's Thor, and he's from the Netherlands.
That's impossible. Thor is from Asgard.
Duh.
Watch it.
You watch your nerd stuff. Check it.
Thor has a hammer. That guy, he could not wield the power of...
I'm pretty sure he has a hammer, if you know what I'm talking about.
Does this go back to your trip to LeBron?
That's where I was going. Oh, and the joke came full circle.
He's 6'9", 450 pounds. So, that's just
somebody
science.
Looked up his stats.
Yep.
I actually watched a documentary. It's called Giants of Iceland.
Did you also look up his dick?
I saw that porn, Giants of Iceland.
I'm just going to mute my fucking mic.
Yeah, I also watched digging. That porn, Giants of Iceland. They all the little petite chicks.
Everybody knows that nobody in Iceland's petite.
It's called.
I don't think we should release this podcast tonight.
Split
right?
In half.
We're going to. Oh.
Split in
I think
half
we're going to sit on this one.
Right. This is one of those that we bank.
Yeah, I got that, Jason.
Dirty. Yeah, we need a girl here to, like, keep
Make
our dirtiness down.
Well,
so,
for you.
Next,
fuck you.
This is episode 48. Next week is 49. So we have 3 weeks pretty much till the year celebration.
So right around the time when my Chris's niece is going to be
get
born.
That shit right. Mm. Watch yourself, sir.
Sorry.
We're going to start the party next week. We're basically going to do 3 weeks, and then we're going to go around. We're going to work it out with his baby's birth, because we'll probably all be at the hospital hanging out. What's up?
Yep.
I mean, I personally want to sneak in there and steal the placenta and cook it for Chris, but...
Thank you. Now I got someone to my side. No, we're going to be ninjas and go into the operating room and steal the placentas.
It's so gross. But no. In all seriousness... We're going to start the party next week because there was a guy that was with us for the first 4 to 5 weeks that we did it. Maybe not. I'm not exactly sure how long.
Right.
He had some Netflix recommendations, which were actually quite funny.
Yeah. He was actually really good.
We're bringing Tommy back.
Tommy's coming back.
By choice.
What up, Tommy?
It's not one of those forceful things. We're bringing Tommy back. I'm going to listen to some of the first episodes. We're going to touch on some of the things, and then we're going to re-release the first episode, which is going to be quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, because it was...
Because it doesn't have me on it.
Exactly.
So it
we need you. Like the spine of the podcast.
It was back when we didn't have this awesome board, this awesome recorder, or anything awesome.
We're going to touch on that. We might play some of it. We might play some of it next week with him, too. I'm going to listen to it and try to chop it up a little bit. We're going to play with it. It's going to be quite funny. I listened to
Shocked and Screwed.
I listened to something. I don't remember. It was us talking to Tommy about something. We were attacking him. It was quite funny. Like, not aggressively, but
right.
bouncing off of each other. It was quite funny. I was like, this ain't bad. It's terrible.
It's really bad.
So
really bad.
We're going to do that.
We thought we were a big
also,
deal.
Since, you know, Chris wasn't part of the first episodes, we're not going to have him on.
He won't be here.
neither will Caitlin.
We'll have Jay on the ones and twos.
Yep. This is so terrible. We're totally kidding.
I'll see y'all
in a couple weeks.
We got to do the 1 year celebration without
when
you.
When Game of Thrones comes back, you can be back.
We're going to.
I'm fine with that.
We're also. We're going to go to a Craft and Growler, get lots of beer, and just watch Jay's cell phone, wait for the call.
Yeah.
My baby's ready. Oh, we're all too hammered to drive.
Yeah. And then you bring me growlers of beer so that I can get drunk. Yeah.
My baby's ready.
My baby's ready.
I'm going to set one of those oven timers. Ding! Baby's done.
Yeah. Timer came on. Timer went off.
As so. The bottle of whiskey is vertical in Jay's mouth then.
But we do.
Here's the wagon, and I'm off.
We have some other ideas for it, too, that we're not going to spoil right now. But Tommy will be back next week.
Yep.
Bray will be returning shortly, too.
Absolutely.
Ivy is no longer allowed. Just playing. She can come back whenever.
She can come back. Yeah, no. Her canceling, it's like a cute thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a kick in the nuts.
Well, this knife in the back surely hurts.
Oh. Well, just I don't feel it.
It's not the first one to cancel.
Yeah. But. Won't be the last.
So if you're listening and you've ever wanted to be on the podcast, give us holler at us. Tell us you want to be on. We can schedule you.
Yeah.
We're looking at schedules.
And show up.
The problem is trying to keep open with Caitlin because she gets her schedule on Saturday and then it's like 4 days. It's like, oh, do you work Wednesday? And then she's like, oh, I didn't look. And then she tells me like Monday, oh, I work. And then I'm like, I got 2 days. And I understand it can be a pain in the ass. But
if you want to be a short notice guest,
let us know.
Like 30 minutes before the podcast, we don't know. Let us know because then we'll call you. I'm looking at everybody out there that's listening, by the way.
Oh, we do phone calls. We do landlines. We do cell phones. We also do Morse code.
Yeah. If you want to do Morse code, we need to call somebody in to let us know, but I'm kind of versed in the Morse code.
I'm actually fluent in Morse code, so.
Oh, so Chris can translate for us.
Yep. Good. So next week, we're going to talk about X-Men. We're going to bring Tommy, and we're going to have a great time.
See y'all next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. J. Tyree, your captain speaking. I want to thank you for having a flight with us today and choosing Atypical DFW Podcast Airlines. I would also like to invite you to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that social media stuff at ADFW Podcast. Also, don't forget to visit the website at ADFWPodcast.com. And thank you so much for flying with us. Have a nice day.